Hello, radio friends. Welcome to a Back to the Bible radio broadcast, an outreach ministry of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. My name is Pastor Philip Youngblood, and we want to thank you for tuning in today, and we pray that the broadcast is a blessing to you as you listen. Good afternoon, radio friends. Thank you for tuning in once again today to the broadcast, and we have the privilege today to have the Raines family up, and they're singing This Side of the Cross. I know you're going to enjoy this number from the Raines family.
Before the cross, the weight of sin was heavy. Before the cross, they struggled neath the load of sacrifices offered only once a year, a reminder that the promise had not come.
Was the Raines family. We are looking today once again at the third message that we began this week on the thought of Luke chapter number 8, verses 40 through 56, on would Jesus come to your house. We've looked at how that Jesus will never come to a house where he's not wanted. And then we dealt with the fact that Jesus loves to come to a house where he is master. And today we're looking at this thought, Jesus will come to your house, but it's going to be on his time frame. And then we're going to look, Jesus will never come to a house and leave you in the middle of bad news. We're going to look at this thought today. Jesus will never work at your house until he has your attention. And the last thing we're going to mention is Jesus will never come to a house where he's not allowed to make a difference. Once again, this text is found speaking about Jairus' daughter. She becomes sick, and he goes to get the master and invites him to come to his house. And while he is on the way, they are met with a woman with the issue of blood. They have to stop, and Jesus heals that lady, and then they go to the house. Hope this will be a blessing to you as we come to you from a live recording from Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. But look at verse 52. And all wept and bewailed her. But he said, weep not, she is not dead, but she sleepeth. Look at verse 53. And they laughed him to scorn, knowing that she was dead. And they laughed him to scorn, knowing that she was dead. Sister, I know you're in the medical field. And I'm pretty sure she was probably examined by somebody that had some skills. They might have just took and just checked the pulse. They might have been shook a little bit, make sure she's alive. They might have been felt the warmth, checked the temperature, done everything you're supposed to do. She dead. She gone. And when Jesus said she sleepeth, the Bible said this, they left him to scorn. We don't know everything. When we feel that body and when we check that temperature and we look at the whole situation, sometimes our evaluation don't match up to his evaluation. Oh, you say, it's too. Can I tell you something? About 2 months ago, you looked at that boy right there and you said, he's done too far gone now. He done got the world too far. Hey, Lord, there ain't no help for him. He's going to be in jail before he's 20 years old. You know, went all day. He may still. But can I tell you, boy, God has done a work in a little bit of time, amen. Can I tell you tonight, what you see on the outside does not matter. Jesus Christ, I'm going to tell you something, he's the master tonight. And if you let him in your house, he'll change your life. We don't know everything. The best thing you can do is turn your plans and turn your house and turn your time and turn all of your energy over to the Lord Jesus Christ and just let him have your life. We don't know everything. Jesus went in there and left him to scorn, knowing that she was dead. And Jesus put them all out. The best thing that could ever happen to you is all of your unbelieving friends leave. Notice the activity didn't take place until they was all out of the house. Can I tell you, some of these unbelievers need to move out, amen, and let those that do believe move in. I think that's what's wrong with a lot of churches, is the fact we've got a whole lot of pews full of unbelievers. Oh, we talk about Jesus and the greatness of God, the people sit in the pew and don't believe it, amen. Can I tell you this? I believe God's big enough, amen. I believe God's mighty enough. I believe he's the same God that created the world. He's the same God that's here with us tonight. He's the same God that can take your problem, and my problem may be little or big to us, but can I tell you, God's got it in the palm of his hands. You say, I don't believe it. Well, maybe you just need to go out, amen, and let us enjoy the goodness of God. I mean, what would amaze you more than a holy and righteous God? There's some people, listen, they just ain't not going to believe. They just don't want to believe. Not because it meant that they're in a place where they can't have help and can't have, you know, repentance and have all those things. Can I tell you, it's because they will not believe. He put them all out. I love this right here. And he took her by the hand. Miss Cherry, some of you guys work in that medical realm. You know, the other day I'd go to the doctor. I was scared to death. Never been to the doctor but since I've been a child. And I was kind of scared, you know. The old doctor come in there a minute later. She'd making small talk with me. And I started kind of coming around a little bit. Can I tell you something? I go to the hospital. I try my best to make a point to take them by the hand and just spend some time and pray. She said, why, preacher? I don't know. I'm in here with you. Listen, I'm a praying for you. I can't help you. I wish I could, but I know a God who can. Amen.
Jesus went in there and he took that girl by the hand. You know, I'm pretty sure, I don't know this, when Jesus took her by the hand, it was cold. Hey, some of you come in here tonight, you're so cold. But if you'll just let the Lord touch your hand tonight, he'll fill you up full of his warmth and his peace and his joy. He'll change your life. And the next two words are action words. He said, "Maid, arise." Oh, I believe, son, all of a sudden, she got more holy bumps than she had ever had before. I tell you right now, you're talking about coming out of a bed, buddy. That old gal got out of the bed. It ain't too long in that text as you start reading, Jesus says this, "Go get her some meat. She's hungry." You know why? Because dead people don't eat. Hallelujah, amen. You go to the hospital and they're all the time trying to feed you that man cardboard food. Why? They want to see if you're getting well. Because listen, when you start getting well, you start getting hungry, amen. You start desiring to be nourished, amen, and to be helped. And before you know it, you'll walk out that door and you'll walk out that door and you'll be energized and ready to go. If Jesus comes to your house, he's going to feed you. Amen. Let me ask you tonight, would you let him come to your house? Would you let Jesus come to your house? You say, "Preacher, oh yes, I want the Lord to come to my house." He'll never come until you invite him to come. "I want Jesus to come to my house, preacher." Jesus will never come to your house until you make him master of your life. Can I tell you, whatever problem you've got tonight, Jesus will never come to your house on your time frame. It's going to be on his. What's that say, preacher? It speaks of patience. I'm going to ask you tonight, have you ever tried to do something? I mean, you feel this intensity to do something. You don't know what to do, but you have this intensity. You just want to go do it. Sometimes we feel like in the middle of that situation that it's almost like there's no answer. Almost like it's quiet. Like the heavens have stopped up. You ever been there, Brother Keith? I mean, just, it's a horrible feeling to be in that place. But then one day, through patience and consistency and staying faithful and all of these things, one day, God just shows up and he shines a beam on what he wants you to do. And he opens a door that you can't open. That's our God tonight, amen. He's not going to come on your time frame. But I want you to know this tonight. He'll not leave you in the middle of your problem. The Bible said this, "I will never leave thee." Help me out now. "I'll never leave thee nor forsake thee." How many knows that? While you're standing there and while you're doing your thing at your job and you feel like you're all alone, and the devil's done talked to you about 27 times on the way to work, can I tell you tonight, look here. He said, "I will never leave thee nor forsake thee." You want Jesus to come to your house? You bow your head tonight. Maybe someone will come. He'll never come if you don't invite him. You need some help tonight. Listen, the altars are open. You come on. Never work in your house till you get his attention. You're going to have to call out to God. You're going to have to, man, shake heaven. Ask God to help you, amen. Don't listen to what others say. You trust the master. Believe only. Remember, they laughed him to scorn. But Jesus kept being faithful. He stayed with it. Let Jesus take over. Let Jesus take over.
Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at hooperscreekbaptist.com or download our church app, where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.